Today's shir is Masechta Baba Basra Daf Chav Tes. We will begin Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach on Daf Chav Ches on the base, four lines from the bottom. In our previous shir, when we had begun our perek, and we had learned that the Chazakas Shalashanim 3 years, the Gemara had quoted the opinion of the Holchei Usha, that the Holchei Usha taught us that from where we learned the Halacha of Cheskes Gemashanim from Shar Hamud. But as the Gemara, according to Rabbanon, who argue in Rabbi Shmuel, and Rabbi Shmuel we identified in the previous year is the Holchei Usha, but the Rabbanon who disagree with Rabbi Shmuel in our Mishnah, how, from where do they learn the halacha of Cheskes Shalashanim? Mai answers the Gemara, Rabbi Yosef Amakra, the Pasuk says in Yirmiyah, Sardis Bekesav Yiknu V'Ksoiv B'Sefer V'chasoim. Yirmiyahu tells people who bought property to write them on documents and put them away. Says the Gemara, what is Peshat and what happened there? What happened is, of course, the Rishonim point out that we, in our previous year, said that it's not necessarily that Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva disagree with Rabbanon. So why do the Rabbanon have to have a different source than Rabbi Shmuel? So to answer that question, the Rishonim suggests that even if we follow the opinion of Rashi, that the Tanakhama and Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva and our Mishnah are not arguing, there are Rabbanon in the Brice that clearly argue in Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva, and those are the Rabbanon who our Gemara wants to know from where did they know the Halacha of Cheskes Shalashanim. Says the Gemara, the way they learn it is from Yirmiyahu. Shari Navi Oimid Basar. The Navi is standing in the 10th year of King Tzidkiyahu's reign. Umazer, and he's saying, telling anybody who buys property in that year, Alachas Esrei, that the next year, at the end of next year, Yerushalayim will be captured. And therefore, whoever is going to buy property will not have an opportunity to be on that property for 3 years. They're only going to be on the property for this 10th year and 11th year of Tzidkiyahu's Malchus. And then, if they're going to come back after Golus to Yerushalayim, and people are going to claim, well, this property that you're on is really my property, they're going to need to have proof that that property is theirs. Because the fact that they're on the property just for 2 years, it won't be a proof that they have established the chazaka. So, of course, from here we see, asked the Ramban, that 2 years is not enough to establish a chazaka. How do we know that, from where will we know that 3 years? And the Ramban suggests that even this opinion does have to some degree rely on Shar Hamud that the Chazakas were three times. Amalei Abaya, says Abaya, who says that Yirmiyahu was giving them this advice? Because Yirmiyahu is telling them, if you won't do this, you won't have a Chazaka. Maybe all Yirmiyahu meant to do was Hasam Eitzatavika Mashmon. He was just giving them good advice that it's always good to put away your deed, to put away your property. Dilei Tema Hachi, if we're not going to say that, then we'll find that when Yirmiyahu says to those that went to Golus, he tells the people who went into Golus, the new bottom, build homes with shovel with nitu ganis and plant fields, vachlo aspirium, because he was telling the people who went to Golus at the beginning of the Golus that you're going to be there 70 years. And since you're going to be there for such a decent amount of time, you need to prepare yourself. My comer, what was he telling to them? He was giving them good advice. This prepare, have a source of income for this long golus that we're going to be experiencing, says the Gemara. So we'll say here the same. He's giving them good advice that put away your documents, but not because you don't have enough years to establish a chazaka. And says the Gemara, Teda, and I'll prove to you that is the way we should understand what Yirmiyahu meant to do. The Ksiv, the Pasuk says, that when Yirmiyahu talks about these documents, he says, when the Satan Bekli Cheres, they should be put into earthenware vessels, leman yamdu yomim rabim. So it's not, that has nothing to do with chazaka. That's just practical advice that if you want to keep something, that's the way that you'll be able to hold on to it. So where do we see that Rimri was teaching them halacha? Elam Rava, says Rava, the reason chazaka is established in 3 years according to Rabbanan, because shat the kamais machal inish, the first year a person is machal if I'm on his property, tarti the second year as well, machal plus 3 years he's not machal, and if I'm on the property for 3 years, at that point they're going to say something if it's not my property. Amal Abaya, says the Gemara, if that's the case, Elamiata Kiadra Ara, when he does ultimately protest, so the halacha should be Tahadra Ara Tahadra Lavar Peri, then you should have to give back the property without the produce that I ate from it all these years. Because what we're learning now is that the person who owned the property was Meichel. He let me have it. Elam Rav Nachman, the halacha is indeed. Elam Rav Nachman asked the Gemara, what did Rav Nachman teach us on Daf Lamed Gimel? Hadra Arva Hadra Peri, that I have to give back the Peri. But if he was Meichel, I shouldn't have to give back the Peris. Elam Rav, a different explanation. Shat the Kamais Lekapit Inish. The first year people aren't particular to say anything, but not that they're Meichel, they're just not particular. Tati, the second year as well, like Kapit, plus 3 years, nobody's going to let this go. But it doesn't mean that they were Meichel. And therefore, when they ultimately do say something, and it proves, and I had no right to be on this property, and I had no right to take the payers of the property, I'm going to have to return it all. Amle Abaya says Abaya to him, if that's the case, Elameato, the Kahani de Bey Baral Yoshev, the family of Baral Yoshev, the Kapti Afila Man de Chol of Ametsu de Tu. They were very particular people, and if somebody even walked on the border of the field without permission, they would get upset. So certainly they're not the type of people that are going to let me be on their property for all this time without saying anything. Hachanami, will we suggest the La'atul Chava Chazaka, the fact that I'm on this property is an indication, and the fact that they didn't say anything is clearly an indication that it's mine. V'chi Temus, says the Gemara Hachanami, and if you'll say that's in the case, that it depends on the person, that can't be. Because in Cain, the Sata, the Varach L'Shurim, we're going to have to start evaluating every type of person, and is he a person that's particular or not. It's interesting to point out that at this point of the Perek, the Rashi, it's not Rashi anymore. It's what we find on the Amid is that it's the Rashbam. And I saw that Rav Yechiel Yaakov Weinberg, the Sride Eish, says that on the side, there are two versions of what happened. One says, Ad Kan Pirish Rashi, and another Girsa has, the Kan Meis Rashi. We have the Girsa, Ad Kan Pirish Rashi. But there's another Girsa that says, Kan Meis Rashi, that this is where he passed away. And when the Sride Eish was learning the Gemara, he said that Girsa, which is not the Girsa that we actually have, of Kan Meis Rashi, is absolutely incorrect. There's no way that we could ever write Kan Meis Rashi. Rashi never died. We who continue learning know that Rashi is alive. Every day when we open a Gemara, we open a Chumash, we open up Nach, we have Rashi. It's impossible and it's incorrect to ever use the words Kan Meis Rashi. Says the Gemara Elam Rava. So we're back to where does the halacha of Chazaka come from? Elam Rava Shat Kamaisa Mizdar Inche Mishtari. The first year a person who bought a property is concerned that the owner may come to contest it, and therefore he holds on to that document. Trei Utlas Mizdar, Tati Utlas Mizdar, and so too in the second year and the third year. Tvei, if already 3 years passed and he didn't say anything, so that makes me comfortable that he's not going to say anything, and tefillah mizdar, I don't hold on, I'm not careful, and therefore the fact that I don't have the shtar is not in any way indication that the field is not mine. And the Tzois quotes two opinions on how we understand chazaka. One is the Ramban's approach, that there's really an issue. Why did the owner not immediately protest that I'm on his field? So that should be a proof that it's mine. Still, I don't get a chazaka before 3 years, because where is my shtar? Where is my deed that I own the property? So really, the fact that he didn't protest is the point why I am presumed to be the owner. But then there's a question on me. The Tzais seems to say that it seems that from the Rambam that no, the fact that he didn't protest is not sufficient ground to give me ownership of the property. Rather, he understands the concept of chazaka as a takonas chachamim. Chazal legislated a statute of limitation. They said, how long can you evict me from the field? Up to 3 years. Because Chazal understood that up to 3 years, it's common. After 3 years, it's common for me not to have the shtar anymore. And therefore, Chazal said that the Marakama, the original owner, has to protest before 3 years if he wants to contest my current ownership, my current occupation. After that time, Chazal disqualified any claim. The Stipler says this a little differently. He says that indeed, Chazaka originated by Takanas Chachamim to protect the buyer who may not have his shtar. But says the Stipler, once this Takana was put into effect, now it becomes valid midaraisa. The Stipler says that even though before the Takanas Chachamim, the silence of the Marukama was not considered evidence against him, not like the Ramban. The Ramban does say silence of the owner of the original owner is evidence against him. He says originally it wasn't evidence. However, once Chazal instituted that after 3 years, if the owner did not contest, then I win. I, the current occupant, win a pi chazaka. That now becomes midaraisa, a proof that I own the field. In other words, the Stipler is saying, in understanding the Tzois's pshat, that what the Tzois means to say is that you could have a situation where it starts as a takanas chachamim and then turns into a deraisa. And I saw that the Gedulei Shmuel takes this machlokes and says, what does this machlokes really mean? He says, what this machlokes really means to say is that we have here a very fundamental question. The fundamental question that we have here is the chazaka a birur gomer? The Ramban seems to be learning that the chazaka is a complete proof that I am the owner of the field, versus the opinion of the Tzois, it's not a birur gomer. It's not conclusive proof. It's just a takanas chachamim. It's just a takanas chachamim that makes it into mine. Amar Abaya says the Gemara. If that's the case, el mi'ata mechash lebifan of loytave mechah. We discussed in our previous year that the owner's protest is valid, even if he's not there. Why cannot I say, Domele, why can't the person on the property say to the original owner, if you would have protested in my presence, so then I would have known and been careful, have a mizdar b'shtari, to watch my shtar and not let it get lost. But you didn't protest in front of me, so I didn't know to watch. Answers the Gemara, the Domele, because the person who protested says, I don't have to protest in front of you to become aware of that protest. Because chavre chavre islay, v'chavre d'chavre chavre islay, word travels. And since word travels, that's enough of a way to establish that you should know to watch your shtar. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Huna, Shalosh Anos Shamru, when our Masechta Mishnah began with Halacha that a Chazak is established in 3 years, they have to be Sha'achlan Ritzufis. They have to be three consecutive years. Because if it's not three consecutive years, that then the person could say that isn't the way that you're machzik. The chazaka has to be 3 consecutive years. That's the way most Rishonim learn. Others say that if you didn't show ownership the way people normally show ownership, why? There must be a why to it. And the why must be because you're really a gazlan. And that's why you weren't on this property the way everybody else is on property. Another pshat that the Ramban says, that the whole vart of our Gemara is that, do you have to hold on to your shtar or do you not have to hold on to your shtar? In a situation where you weren't on the property full time, there you don't have a dispensation. And you certainly have to hold, and you don't have a dispensation to say, I don't have to hold on to my shtar forever. Says the Gemara, my kamashmalan. Tanina, doesn't the Mishnah say explicitly, chaskosin shalashonim, miyoyim liyoyim? It says 3 years, 3 full years. So what's Rav Huna teaching us? Answers the Gemara, ma'atei miyoyim liyoyim, lefuki mektos, that you don't have full years. V'loilam, afilim afazoris. That means you have to have 3 full years, but they don't have to be 3 consecutive full years. Says the Gemara, Chamash Malon, that no, that the halacha is you have to have 3 full years. The pasuk in Parshas Re'eh says, "Miktzei Shalshonim Toitzis Kamasa Tvask B'Shanahu." The Torah says that after 3 years, if you accumulate it in your warehouses, Trumas and Maisris, you have to make sure to have them all distributed. And the question is, why is that the halacha that way? Shouldn't the halacha be that right away you should have to distribute them? Says Rashi, Ba'an Lamed, Shem Hishim Rashi, Shoshana Rishon, Vishonah Shmiya, Shivar Menabayas B'Shlishas. I have up to 3 years. Why? So the Panim Yofas explains, because our Gemara we just had, the Rav Huna said, Shalashonim Sha'amru, Shachlan Ritzufis, that what is the point, he explains, of us giving Truma Maisa? The point of us giving Truma Maisa is to show that we really don't own anything. It's really not ours. Everything that we have really belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And by us giving Truma Maisa, we're demonstrating that we realize that it really doesn't belong to us. It doesn't really belong to us. It really belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why the Pasuk says, Miketz Shalashanim, as we're learning in our Gemara, 3 years, 3 consecutive years, teaches us Rav Huna, establish a chazaka. So we don't want you to get too accustomed to really start believing that you own this. How do we accomplish that? That we don't let 3 full years pass without you actually giving Truma Maisa. Says the Gemara, Am Rav Chama, or Maid Rav Huna, and Rav Huna agrees, in a place that you don't have to have 3 consecutive years, you could have 6 years, Basra the Mavri Bagi. There's some places that they left the field fallow, that's they planted 1 year, and they left it open 1 year. That's how they felt was best for the field. And therefore, in such a place, you don't have to have consecutive years. Answers the Mapshita. Of course, nobody's working on the field for 3 consecutive years. So why would we think that that's the way to establish chazaka? Answers the Gemara, Trichadik and Maiva Vekad Loy Mava. There's some people that leave it empty and some people that don't. For Ha Gavra, and this person left it open. Madatami. So we would think that the owner could say to him, Amale, Emis the Dach Chava Baila Mezra, you left it open because you didn't want him, you were concerned. Because if it was really yours, you should have planted. Kamash Malan teaches us, the Gemara teaches us, Rav Chama, The Amalei could say, Chada arba kuli bagalei metzin lamentar. My property, I didn't want to plant if all the, my neighbors didn't plant all the other fields, because there won't be anybody to watch. When they have all the fields worked on, so they hire one guard for all the fields. But here we don't. Inami b'hach nichad lav d'tfei. Even I feel that it's better for the field to be left open. And the way Rabbeinu Yonah explains the Gemara, he says the way to understand this Gemara is not that the Gemara is offering two terutzim. Rather, one teretz is complementing the other teretz. And what the Gemara means to say is like this. If it's in a place where most people don't plant, so I could say the reason I didn't plant because I didn't want to have to hire a security guard just for myself. And if it's in a place that most people do plant, I could say that even though most people planted, I felt that for my property and for my field, it's better not to plant. And therefore, no matter what the circumstances are, whether it's a place where people leave it open or it's a place that people don't leave it open, I have a fair teretz. Says the Gemara, Tanan, we learned that our Mishnah Chesk Sabbatim. Chesk Sabbatim is with 3 years. Ask the Gemara Sabbatim, when we speak about houses, to be Yamama Yadei, by day people know that are there, Belaila Lo Yadei, but they don't know what's going on the night. And yet, according to Rav Huna, you have to have 3 full consecutive years. How do you have 3 full consecutive years? How do you have 3 full consecutive years in a place, on a home? Amar Abaya, to which Abaya answers, Man Maser Abatim. Who was the one that says testimony that I was in the home? Shvivi, they're my neighbors. And says the Gemara, Shvivi made Yad B'yam and Belaila. Neighbors are aware of what's going on by day and by night. And the Rashbam frames this Gemara. He says, what about a place of business? How will I establish chazakah in a place of business? So he says, in a place of business where it's only open by day and not by night, the chazakah is only established through being there by day, and night don't count. However, in a place, explains the Rashbam, like a home, which is a place that's inhabited both by day and by night, in order to establish a chazakah, you have to be there by day and by night. And therefore the Gemara asked, how will we establish the night? Because homes are used by day and night. Says the Gemara, I rely on the neighbors. Rava Mekan Das Beitreva Amram, and no agreed in a, we were the ones that rented from this person who says that he's the owner of the house, and Vidarinam Bay, and we were there, Tlosh Hashanim B'yoyim Ubalayla. Amalei Rav Yemel Rav Ashi asks Rav Yemel Rav Ashi, how could these people who lived in the home be Edim to the Chazakah? Hani Noigim Be'edusenheim. The Gemara teaches us, and the Shulchan Aruch Chachar Shemishvat Simon Lamed Zayin teaches us, Kol Shied Edus, Sheish Loi La'odim Hanoba, any Edus that I have any benefit, Posel Ahed. And the Achroinim give two different explanations why. The Sma explains that a negeya be'edus, if I have something to gain, so I'm like a korv. And just like a relative is posel edus, so too a negeya be'edus is considered a korv. The Sma says, that's what he quotes from the Sefer Ir Shushan. However, the Sma himself says that when I have personal benefit, then the halacha is that we have to be concerned that I'm going to lie. And here, I'm the gay ba'edis. The lie imri hachi, if we won't accept what they say, and the property will be considered the property of the original owner, amrinu zul havale agabe salahai. You're going to have to give him rent and pay the rent to that person. And we don't have to pay, we're going to have to do that because we already paid rent. So of course the Ramban asks, so yes, we're going to now have to, these Edom are going to have to pay the original owner the rent. But now they'll have recourse to the person who they did pay the rent, albeit that they didn't have to pay him the rent. So the Ramban answers, to have to go get your money back, to have to get back your money from somebody to whom you paid rent, pay rent again, and then go back to the person that you already paid rent to get back the money, of course, is very difficult and very, and therefore, a situation that doesn't, then you're still in the Geber Eidus. The question is that if somebody is currently not Negei Be'edus, but he will eventually be in Negei Be'edus, what will be the halacha? The Cheshuk Echemed discusses a situation where somebody asks somebody who owns a factory that he owe me a lot of money, and he wants to take money out of that factory. And two Edom come and say that the owner of the factory already paid up that debt. But one of those two Edom is a person that the owner of the factory said that after he is nifter, after he dies, he's giving him that factory, or he's giving him a part of the factory. So if this owner of the factory is going to have to pay this debt, he's going to have to take it out of the factory. And therefore, this aid, after the passing of the owner, is going to have less of the factory. And therefore, the question is, will that be considered, is that considered a negeya be'edus? So he says that according to Rabbeinu Yoina, that in our Gemara, Rabbeinu Yoina says that we're bringing the tenants that they were there for 3 years. And the Gemara is saying that, right, if we have to see if they're negei be'edus. And the question is, what's going to be the case if there's no negei be'edus? Are they considered, right now, is that considered negei be'edus? And he therefore says that he considers that negei be'edus. Says the Gemara, Amalei, Dainer de Shafel Haine Doni, Dayanim who are not careful in the halacha, passing this way. Miloyaskinen, can we be speaking about a case going to Nati Agrabesa? They never paid the rent. So they have nothing to gain or not. And therefore, the Edom could be, so they're not considered Negei Be'edus. Omar Mazutra, Vitan Va'omar, but says the Gemara, if the person says that, if he says, Laysa Trey Sadi Lasudilay, the Daribay Tlashan of Yamim Vilayla, if he demands that Edom be brought, that the person who was on the property was there for 3 years, day and night. So the halacha is that you have to bring Edom. In other words, what the Gemara is saying is that under normal circumstances, you don't have to bring such Edom. Only when the person makes a claim that you'll say you have a chazaka, prove your chazaka with Edom day and night, will I have to bring Edom for day and night. Says the Gemara, that when we have peddlers who go from city to city, even though he didn't know the halacha, that if you want to strengthen your case, if the original owner wants to strengthen the case, the way he could strengthen the case is by saying, bring Edom that you were there day and night. We, Bezdin, Taninale. We, Bezdin, act on his behalf and say, bring Edom that you were there day and night. But stores that we spoke about earlier, people are there by night and not by day, by day and not by night. Therefore, Rav Huna's moida that the that's not considered, that we don't have Edom for the night, it's not considered that there is no chazaka. Says the Gemara, Rami Bachama, Ravok Bachama, Zavanei Amtsa Bahadei Adodi. They bought a slave together. Ma'ash Tamish Barishon and Shlishi V'chamishis. One of them used the first and the third and the fifth year. Ma'ash Tamish Barishnei Revi V'chishis, the second and the fourth and the sixth years. And now, Nafik Erola, the original owner, complained. Oslo Kamed Rava, Amalu Mai Tam Avida Tachi. So he said, why did you divide it this way that everybody should only work with her 1 year at a time? So they said, they did a Keicha de Laitischa Adadi. We want to make sure that one against the other, us two, neither of us should be able to establish a chazaka. So he says to them, just like you wanted to establish, you wanted to establish that you shouldn't have a chazaka one against the other. What you also accomplished is that since it wasn't one person that had it for three consecutive, that had her for three consecutive years, neither there's no chazaka. Says that there is no document saying that this is the way we brought her together and this is the way we're going to divide the use of her. If they wrote a document, so the document has itra kol islay, there is a kol around that document, and even though neither of them used it for three consecutive years, that is enough to make a kol. And the Chishuk Chemed says that interesting question, and he says that what happened if I bought a home and I made a big Chanukah Sabayis with many people and many prominent people attending the Chanukah Sabayis. So he says that we have now Kolisle. It certainly was very prominent. So he wants to suggest that we just learned in our Gemara that anything that is done with a kol, anything that's done with a lot of prominence, there you establish a chazaka right away. And therefore, the fact that I made this Chanukah Sabayis in such a public way, I don't have to have 3 years to have a chazaka. I'll have a chazaka immediately. Amar Rava Achla Kula. If somebody had the entire property, Chutz Mebeis Roiva, there was a small amount on that property that I didn't plant. Kana Kula, so I have a chazaka on the entire property. Chutz Mebeis Roiva. And then the halacha is that piece of property that I didn't work on, I don't have a chazaka. But the Rosh says, only because it's a base roiva, hakav. If it will be less than a roiva, hakav, the halacha will be, it's so insignificant, and therefore the halacha will be that it does, because that I have a chazaka on the whole field, even if I didn't plant on this, you know, on this small amount. And the Aruch HaShulchan, in quoting that Rosh, says even I could have potentially planted on that base roiva, as long as it's such a on that small piece of property. As long as it's such a small piece of property, I don't establish a chazaka. Again, akol kula chutz mebeis roiva, kana kula chutz mebeis roiva. Amar Rav Huna Rav Yeshua, loyam baral al debazrihi. Even if you could use it for planting, but if I left over a piece of property that is not usable for planting, I have a chazak on the entire property. Ask the Gemara, Maskula Rabbi Rabbaya, Elamei Ata, if that's the case, that if it's a piece of property on which you can't plant, you don't need to plant on it to get a chazakah, how will I have a chazakah on a piece of property that isn't plantable? The answer is, it could be used for other things. Put animals there, put fruit there. Hachanami, even though the space roiva wasn't plantable, wasn't an area that I could plant on, that doesn't mean I automatically get a chazaka. I should have put animals there. Inami mishtach b'peir, I should have put peiris there. And if I didn't, and it's such a significant piece of property, that prevents me from having a chazaka on that piece of land that I didn't use.